March 14, The Daily Stoic. Self-deception is our enemy. Zeno would also say that nothing is more hostile to a firm grasp on knowledge than self-deception. Diogenes Laertius, Lives of the Eminent Philosophers, 7.23. Self-deception, delusions of grandeur, these aren't just annoying personality traits. Ego is more than just off-putting and obnoxious. Instead, it is the sworn enemy of our ability to learn and grow. Can I just give an amen to that? As Epictetus put it, it is impossible for a person to begin to learn what he thinks he already knows. Today, we will be unable to improve, unable to learn, unable to earn the respect of others if we think we're already perfect. A genius admired far and wide. In this sense, ego and self-deception are the enemies of the things we wish to have because we delude ourselves into believing that we already possess them. So we must meet ego with the hostility and contempt that it insidiously deploys against us to keep it away, if only for 24 hours at a time. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Our Imperfect World, Creation Corrupted. So much of the nature's imperfection, her positive depravity, calls for a very different explanation. According to the Christians, this is all due to sin, the sin both of man and of powerful non-human beings, supernatural but created. To be sure, the morbid inquisitiveness about such beings, which lead our ancestors to a pseudo-science of demonology, is to be sternly discouraged. Our attitude should be that of the sensible citizen in wartime who believes that there are enemy spies in our midst, but disbelieves nearly every particular spy story. We must limit ourselves to the general statement that being in a different and higher nature, which is partially interlocked with ourselves, have, like men, fallen and have tempered with things inside our frontier. The doctrine, besides proving itself fruitful of good in each man's spiritual life, helps to protect us from shallowly optimistic or pessimistic views of nature. To call her either good or evil is boy's philosophy. We find ourselves in a world of transporting pleasures, ravishing beauties, and tantalizing possibilities, but all constantly being destroyed, all coming to nothing. Nature has all the air of a good thing spoiled. The sin, both of men and of angels, was rendered possible by the fact that God gave them free will, thus surrendering a portion of his omnipotence. It is again a death-like or descending movement, because he saw that from a world of free creatures, even though they fell, he could work out, and this is the resultant, a deeper happiness and a fuller splendor than all the world of automata would or could admit from miracles. Jesus calling. Do not hesitate to receive joy from him, for he bestows it on you abundantly. The more you rest in his presence, the more freely his blessings flow into you. In the light of his love, you are gradually transformed from glory to glory. It is through spending time with him that you realize how wide and long and high and deep is his love for you. Sometimes the relationship he offers you seems to be too good to be true. He pours his very life into you, and all you have to do is receive him. In a world characterized by working and taking, the admonition of rest and receive seems too easy. There is a close connection between receiving and believing. As you trust in him more and more, you are able to receive him and his blessings abundantly. Be still and know that he is God. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, such as from the Lord, the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in faith, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:17-19. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10.